Welcome to Zikud Daf Siman, member Avram Goldar, and today we're talking Daf Pei Gimel. To begin the ninth parak, Hamizbeach Mekadesh. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the ninth parak begins, Hamizbeach Mekadesh Es Ruilo. The Mizbeach sanctifies that which is fit for it, even if it's puzzle. And once it was placed on the Mizbeach, it's not taken down. Five Tanaim dispute the parameters of this rule, three in the Mishnah and two in a Braisa. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua says, Koharui le'ishim imalo yered. Anything fit for the fire, once it went up, does not come down, because the Pasuk says, Hi o ola o mokta. It is the ola on the pyre, teaching that anything fit for the pyre, like an ola, is not taken off the Mizbeach, like an ola. Rabbi Gamliel says, Koharui le'mizbeach, anything fit for the Mizbeach, once it went up, does not come down, because the Pasuk says, Ala Mizbeach, teaching that anything fit for the Mizbeach, like an ola, is not taken down. The only nafkamina between their opinions is adam v'hinesachim, blood and libations, which were puzzle and placed onto the Mizbech, because they're fit for the Mizbech, but not for the fires. Rabbi Shimon says that nesachim which are brought along with the carbon are taken down, whether it's the nesachim, the carbon, or both, which are puzzle. Point number two, the Gemara infers from the Mishnah that the Mizbech is only mekadesh, that which is ruilo, already fit for it, but not something which was not yet rui for the Mizbech. Rapapa says this excludes kamatzim shulkichim bekli, kamatzim abenachos, which were not yet sanctified in the klisharis. Since its designation for the Mizbech was not completed, it's taken down from the Mizbech. Ravina asks how this is different from Ula's ruling that emori kachim kalim she'elon lefnei zrikas damon, sacrificial parts of kachim kalim karbanos, which were brought up onto the Mizbech before the throwing of their blood, are not taken down because nasu lachmo shel Mizbech, they have become the Mizbech's food. This proves that even before the necessary zrika to be fit for the Mizbech, they're still not taken down. The Gemara answers, Hanachu michas from ma'isa begufayo. These Amorim did not lack any act performed with their own selves, but only lack zrika of the blood, whereas hani michas from ma'isa begufayo, these kamatzim lack an act performed with their own selves to be fit for the Mizbech. And point number three, now Bryce, Rabbi Yossi Galili says that because the Pasuk says, Kohen Nogea b'Mizbech Yikdash, whatever touches the Mizbech shall become sanctified, one might have thought that the Mizbech is Mekadesh all items, whether they are fit for it or not. Therefore, the next Pasuk mentions Kvasim, lambs, teaching that Ma Kvasim Ruin Af Kol Rui. Just as the lambs are fit for the Mizbech, so too all items which are fit for the Mizbech are not removed. Rabbi Kiva says that a later pasuk mentions an ola, teaching that just as an ola is fit for the Mizbeach, so too all items fit for the Mizbeach are not removed. The nafka mina between these opinions is an ola sa'of, because it's included in the term ola, but would not be included by the term kvasim, which connotes animals. Reish Lakish proceeds to detail what each tana would hold about four more cases. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the ninth parak begins, HaMizbech Mekadesh Es Ruilo. The Mizbech sanctifies that which is fit for it, even if it's puzzle, and once it was placed on the Mizbech, it's not taken down. Five Tanaim dispute the parameters of this rule, three in the Mishnah and two in a Braisa. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua says, Koharui le'ishim imalo yered. Anything fit for the fire, once it went up, does not come down, because the Pasuk says, Hi o ola o mokta. It is the ola on the pyre, teaching that anything fit for the pyre, like an ola, is not taken off the Mizbech, like an ola. Rabbi Gamliel says, Koharui le'mizbech, anything fit for the Mizbech, once it went up, does not come down, because the Pasuk says, Ala Mizbech, teaching that anything fit for the Mizbech, like an ola, is not taken down. The only nafkamina between their opinions is adam v'hinesachim, blood and libations, which were puzzle and placed onto the Mizbech because they're fit for the Mizbech, but not for the fires. Rabbi Shimon says that nesachim which are brought along with the carbon are taken down, whether it's the nesachim, the carbon, or both, which are puzzle. Point number two, the Gemara infers from the Mishnah that the Mizbech is only mekadesh, that which is ruilo, already fit for it, but not something which was not yet rui for the Mizbech. Rapapa says this excludes kamatzim shulkichim bekli, kamatzim abenachos, which were not yet sanctified in the klisharis. Since its designation for the Mizbech was not completed, it's taken down from the Mizbech. Ravina asks how this is different from Ula's ruling that emori kachim kalim she'elon lefnei zrikas damon, sacrificial parts of kachim kalim karbanos, which were brought up onto the Mizbech before the throwing of their blood, are not taken down because nasu lachmo shel Mizbech, they have become the Mizbech's food. This proves that even before the necessary zrika to be fit for the Mizbech, they're still not taken down. The Gemara answers, Hanachu michasru ma'is begufayo. These Amorim did not lack any act performed with their own selves, but only lacked zrika of the blood. Whereas Hani michasru ma'is begufayo, these kamatzim lack an act performed with their own selves to be fit for the mizbeach. And point number three, now Bryce, Rabbi Yossi Galili says that because the Pasuk says, Kohanogeh b'mizbech yikdash, whatever touches the Mizbech shall become sanctified, one might have thought that the Mizbech is Mekadesh all items, whether they are fit for it or not. Therefore, the next Pasuk mentions kvasim, lambs, teaching that ma kvasim ruin af kol ruin. Just as the lambs are fit for the Mizbech, so too all items which are fit for the Mizbech are not removed. Rabbi Kiva says that a later Pasuk mentions an ola, teaching that just as an ola is fit for the Mizbeach, so too all items fit for the Mizbeach are not removed. The nafka mina between these opinions is an ola sa'of, because it's included in the term ola, but would not be included by the term kvasim, which connotes animals. Reish Lakish proceeds to detail what each tana would hold about four more cases. All right, so now we get our siman daf pei gimon. Our standard siman is a pogo stick. A pogo stick, so here goes. While one Kohen jumping on his pogo stick saw pasul karbanos on the Mizbeach and left them there, another Kohen leaped on his pogo stick over the Mizbeach to tell a Kohen who brought up a kamitza that was not sanctified in a kli to take it down, while a third Kohen jumped up to take down a olas ha'of that was brought up since it's not included in the term kvasim. Once again, it's a motion. While one Kohen jumping on a pogo stick, that must move on daf pei gimel. While one Kohen jumping on a pogo stick saw pasul karbanos on the Mizbeach and left them there, which reminds us, the ninth parak begins, HaMizbeach mekadesh es haruilo. The Mizbeach sanctifies that which is fit for it, even if it's pasul, and once it was placed on the Mizbeach, it's not taken down. The Gemara brings malchokas if that refers to things brought le'ishim or for the Mizbeach. So while one Kohen jumping on a pogo stick saw pasul karbanos on the Mizbeach and left them there, another Kohen leaped on his pogo stick over the Mizbeach to tell a Kohen who brought up a kamitza that was not sanctified in a kli to take it down. Which reminds us, the Gemara infers from the Mishnah that the Mizbeach is only mekadesh that which is ruilo, already fit for it, but not something which was not yet rui for the Mizbeach. Rapapa says this excludes kamatzim shalokich b'kli, kamatzim of menachos which were not yet sanctified in the kli shares. Since its designation for the Mizbeach was not completed, it's taken down from the Mizbeach. So, while one Kohen jumping on a pogo stick saw pasul karbanos on the Mizbeach and left them there, another Kohen leaped on his pogo stick over the Mizbeach to tell a Kohen who brought up a kamitza that was not sanctified in a kli to take it down, while a third Kohen jumped up to take down a olas ha'of that was brought up, since it's not included in the term kvasim. Which reminds us, in a braisa, two more opinions are brought that the Mizbeach is mekadesh items that are similar to kvasim or to an ola. The nafka mina would be between them olas ha'of. So, once again, while one Kohen jumping on a pogo stick saw pasul karbanos on the Mizbeach and left them there, another Kohen leaped on his pogo stick over the Mizbeach to tell a Kohen who brought up a kamitza that was not sanctified in a kli to take it down, while a third Kohen jumped up to take down a olas ha'of that was brought up, since it's not included in the term kvasim. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach hazara. Daf Ayin Tes, so the Siman Daf Ayin Tes is an eight, a pen, and we use a sofer for the Siman. So here goes. The sofer, that must move on Daf Ayin Tes, eight, pen, sofer. The sofer made beautiful bittel signs for taste, rov, and appearance, which reminds us, Rava summarizes the biblical rules of bittel. Amar Rabban Batama, the rabbi said that the lach of one type of mixture is determined by flavor. That's in a case of min b'she'en omino. Amar Rabban Baruba, the rabbi said another type of mixture is determined by majority, referring to min b'mino. Amar Rabban B'chazusa, and the rabbi said a third type of mixture is determined by appearance, and that's when it has nothing to do with taste, such as when one substance falls in to a mikvah. So the sofer made beautiful bittel signs for taste, rov, and appearance, was eating a hilah zakin sandwich, which had the words ein mitzvos mevatel zo azo on the paper wrapping, which reminds us, on the previous daf, Reish Lakish said that isurim nullify each other in the mixture. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, kishem she'ein mitzvos mevatel zo azo, just as mitzvos do not nullify one another, kach ein isurim mevatel zo azo, so too, forbidden items do not nullify one another. Rather, bittel only applies to a mixture of permitted and forbidden substances. The source of mitzvos do not nullify each other is hilah, as the Brisa states, Amr Lav al Hilah Azakin. They said about Hilah Azakin, Sheya Korchan Bavas Achas Va'ochlan, that he would wrap them, meaning the Pesach, the Matzah, and the Maror, together and eat them because the Pasuk says, A Matzahs Amorim Yochlu. Together with Matzahs and bitter herbs, they shall eat it. The Pesach, we see that Hilah was not concerned that the flavor of the Mar would nullify the flavor of the Matzah. So the sofa made beautiful bittul signs for taste, rove, and appearance. Was eating a Hill Hazaken sandwich, which had the words "Ein Mitzvahs Mevatel Zozo" on the paper wrapping, and had an Amas HaMayim running through a studio where Dama Tamsis mixed with Dama Nefesh flowed. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas about carbon blood mixed with invalid blood or Dama Tamsis. The Machlokas is explained in two ways. Rav Zvit said, they argue about Goshen Gezer B'Migdash, whether we make decrees in the Migdash. The Tanna Kamma says they decree to spill our blood mixed with invalid blood, even when there's not enough to nullify the valid blood, to prevent a mixture from being used where there is enough invalid blood to nullify the valid blood. Rav Eliezer says they do not disqualify Karbanis to prevent such mistakes. Rav Papa says that all Tanaim agree we make gzeros in the Mikdash, but they argue about Dama Tamsis Matzi with Rabbos al Dama Nefesh, whether it's common for the last blood to be more than the lifeblood. The Tanna Kamma considers it common, so a decree was enacted, and Rebbe Eliezer holds it uncommon, so no decree was necessary. According to Rav Papa, Rebbe Eliezer only argues in the case of Dama Tamsis. Daf Pei, so the Simmer Daf Pei is a painter. So here goes. When the painter painter, that must more on Daf Pei. When the painter who mixed up the red paint designed to go on the four sides of the Mizbeach painting, titled Baltosi Baltigra, with the paint for one side, realizes his mistake, which reminds us, the next mission discusses various blood mixtures of a Karbanos. If blood of Karbanos of the same number of Matanos are mixed, he should do that number of Matanos. If blood requiring Matan Arba, four-sided application, was mixed with blood requiring a single Matana, Rabbi Eliezer says he should make four Matanos, because if he only makes one, haru over al Baltigra. He's thereby transgressing do not subtract by doing fewer than the four necessary for those Karbanos. But Yeshua says he should only make one matana, because if he performs four, are you over all baltosif? He's thereby transgressing baltosif, do not add, on the karbanas requiring one matana. So when the painter who mixed up the red paint designed to go on four sides of the Mizbeach painting, titled Baltosi Baltigra, with the paint for one side, realized his mistake. He gasped so loud that the painter using Mechatas colors dropped some water in his paint, invalidating, which reminds us, Gemara discusses the case where Mechatas had some water mixed in, which touches on the topics of whether Yesh Bila and Hazah Tzricha Shiur. So when the painter who mixed up the red paint designed to go on four sides of the Mizbeach painting titled Baltosi Baltigra, with the paint for one side, realized his mistake. He gasped so loud that the painter using Mechatas colors dropped some water in his paint, invalidating it. And the painter with two jars, one for the top of his Mizbeach canvas and one for the bottom, got them mixed up, but was allowed to use both, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what is done in the case where Hanitanu Lamala, that the bloods meant to be placed Lamala above, get mixed with Nitanu Lamata, bloods which should be placed below the Chuta Sikra. Daf Pei Olav. So the Zimmer Daf Pei Olav is a grandpa. So here goes. Grandpa Cohen, grandpa. That must be on Daf Pei Olav. Grandpa Cohen, who showed his grandkids on his Mizbeach wall model that he proudly built, that shiraim of a chattis mixed with blood of an olah could be applied to the lower part of the wall from which they'll drip to the yisod, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether shiraim can be placed on the Mizbeach wall to drip down to the yisod, or must they be placed directly on top of the yisod. So Grandpa Cohen, who showed his grandkids on a Mizbeach wall model that he proudly built, that shiraim of a chattis mixed with blood of an olah could be applied to the lower part of the wall from which they'll drip to the yesod, whereas blood of a bechor mixed with blood of an olah can be applied above the chutas sikra, since ain olin mevatlin zeh zeh, which reminds us, a brisa darshan's a pasuk about bechor kodesh hem, their holy teaching, shim nisar bedam kadshim acherim yikruvu, that if its blood became mixed with blood of other karbanas, they should still be offered. The Gemara explains that this brisa refers to the blood of a bechor and olah, which both required matanas below the chutas sikra. Since it seems obvious that their blood should be applied, the Gemara explains the chiddush, the ein olin mevatlin zeh zeh, that karbanas do not nullify one another, meaning although there's more blood of one karban than the other, the blood of each remains valid for matanos. The Gemara brings two additional sources for this principle and explains why all are necessary. So Grandpa Cohen, who showed his grandkids on his Mizbeach wall model that he proudly built, that shiraim of a chattis mixed with blood of an olah can be applied to the lower part of the wall from which they'll drip to the yesod, whereas blood of a bechor mixed with blood of an olah can be applied above the chutas sikra, since ein olin mevatlin zeh zeh, had one grandchild demonstrate that pouring diminished shiraim of a chattis pinimis on the yesod was not ma'akim, even according to the one who holds not pouring the shiraim is ma'akev, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that even according to the opinion that failure to pour the shiraim of a chattis pinimis prevents a carbon's validity, chasua ein ma'akvin, if the shiraim were merely diminished, they do not prevent the carbon's validity. Daf pei base. So the simmer daf pei base is peanut butter. So here goes. The Kohen used a peanut butter jar. Peanut butter? That must be more on daf Pei Beis. The Kohanim used a peanut butter jar to bring blood from any carbon into the Heichal, making it pasul. Which reminds us, Rabbi Akiva holds any carbon's blood which is brought lifnim is invalidated. So the Kohanim used a peanut butter jar to bring blood from any carbon into the Heichal, making it pasul. Was surprised to hear that he had also pasuled the rest of the blood from that carbon, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one was makabel blood in two cups, and one cup left the azar and was thereby disqualified, the second cup remains valid. However, nignas echad mehem lifnim, if one of the cups entered inside the heichal, Rabbi Yossi Galili rules the other cup valid, but the Chachamim say it is pasul. So the Kohanim used a peanut butter jar to bring blood from any carbon into the heichal, making it pasul. Was surprised to hear that he had also pasuled the rest of the blood from that carbon, and was almost run over by a cone with a peanut butter jar with blood from a parlam davar running into the Kodesh Kadoshim, which reminds us, Rama asks, is the blood of the parlam davar shel tzibor and sira vodos kochavim, whose blood is applied in the heichal, disqualified by entering the Kodesh Kadoshim? Do we say that since the pasuk says ela kodesh pnima, to the holy inside, so only where the disqualification of blood brought ela kodesh into the holy, meaning the heichal, applies, do we apply the disqualification of blood brought panima inside the Kodesh Kodashim, but these karbanos whose blood is not disqualified for entering the Heichal would also not be disqualified in the Kodesh Kodashim? Or do we say, shlimim komonhu, the blood is not in its proper place, and so is invalidated? The Gemara concludes, teku. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we makok is where the limbs of achatas and ola became mixed? That's on daf ein zayin. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we have two more opinions brought in a braisa that the Mizbeach is Mekadosh items that are similar to Kvasim or to an Ola? That's on daf Pei Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you discuss whether the blood of a Pnimios, of a Parlam Davar Shel Tzibor, for example, is it disqualified by entering Lifnai Lifnim? That's on daf Pei Beis. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that Rabbi Akiva holds any carbon's blood which is brought Lifnim is invalidated? That's on daf Pei Beis. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn that things which were never really for the Mizbeach, such as kamitzas, shulal kichu bekli, are taken down? That's on daf Pei Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn about the three rows of bits we're referring to taste, rove, and appearance? That's on daf Ein Tes. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn from the case of one who ate a mixture of pigo nosher and tame that Isurin mevatlin, zeh, that's on daf Ein Ches. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that the Mizbeach is Mekadosh as a ruilo, and we have Malchokas if that means li'ishim or li'mizbeach, that's on daf Pei Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss what the din is if dam of a carbon became mixed with water, wine, or chulin blood, that's on daf Ein Ches. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we learn ein on mevatlin zeh zeh, that the blood of karbanos do not nullify one another? That's on daf Pei Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.